Greetings. Thanks for joining us. Today is the Wednesday of Holy Week, March 27th. It's also the 20th anniversary of the death of Bishop Ken Utner, former bishop of the Diocese of Saginaw, Michigan, and originator of the Little Books. Bishop Ken was the author of a prayer often referred to as the Romero Prayer, or Prophets of a Future Not Our Own, which reads, "It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future not our own. Amen." Our gospel continues with Luke's account of the crucifixion. The centurion who witnessed what had happened glorified God and said, "This man was innocent beyond doubt." When all the people who had gathered for this spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances stood at a distance, including the women who had followed him from Galilee and saw these events. Luke chapter 23, verses 47 to 49. Jesus is dead. On the hill where he died, there is stunned silence. Not a word is spoken, except by the centurion who declares that the person he just executed was innocent. The people start walking away without speaking, just beating their breasts. The acquaintances of Jesus all stand at a distance, gaping. Not a word from any of them. I can imagine their thoughts. "Jesus, why didn't you stop them like you always did before? What happened? And God, how could you? To let your own son die like that?" We've all been there on Calvary, the Calvaries in our own lives. "Jesus, how could you? God, how could you?" These are Holy Week thoughts, wordless thoughts. My deepest fears, my highest hopes. I know about the resurrection, but when I'm surrounded by the wreckage of Calvary, it's hard to fast forward to resurrection. Lord, are you really with me in my suffering? Why are you permitting this to happen to me? Jesus died to answer those questions. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.